Good morning. Coming up on 10:09 here on the Mighty 690. And we are so happy to have Lisa Wilson in studio right now talking about all things Independence Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. It's nice outside.
Oh, it is. Yeah, we're going to have some really actually nice early fall weather, I think. It's not really all that cool yet. You know, it's obviously dry. We could use the rain, but it's going to be really, I think, pleasant, in my opinion.
It is.
I like these temperatures.
It is. I do, too. I think fall and spring never last long enough.
They don't.
I love that time. Love this time of year.
And then the trees will change, and we'll have about 2.5 days of nice tree changing, and then it'll be be done. So we enjoy it while it lasts.
That's right. So, and I wanted to talk about the weather and some things that there are to do in the community now that the heat has subsided a little bit. We can get out and enjoy some outdoor activities. So one of the things that I wanted to remind everyone is about Little House on the Prairie. This weekend, you know, it's going to be nice. It's going to be a little bit cooler than it has been. So if you have been wanting to go out to Little House on the Prairie, but you've been waiting because it's been so hot, now is the time to go. And not only because the weather is going to be nice this weekend and a little bit cooler, but because they will be closing on Monday the 31st. So Little House on the Prairie is open Monday through Sunday, so basically 7 days a week from 10 to 5. Admission for adults is $5. Kids can get in for $3. And I'll remind everyone about the log cabin, the schoolhouse, the post office, and the gift store that are all available to go inside of and tour and while you're out there. And then they have farm animals. So they have mules and miniature donkeys and miniature ponies for the kids to pet as well. And I think you can even feed them while you're out there. So make some plans to visit this historic site before they wrap up their season again on Halloween, the 31st, be Halloween.
Yep.
So put that on your things to do maybe this weekend. And then also something new that has popped up on the calendar, the Southeast Kansas Cancer Support Group, a chapter of Victory in the Valley, will be holding their monthly meetings on the fourth Tuesday of the month, which that will be Tuesday the 25th. And this support group is for cancer patients, survivors, family members, and friends. Everyone is invited to the Nazarene Church out on South 10th Street, 3167 South 10th, from 5:30 to 7 in the evening. And if you would like more information about this support group, call Cammie at 620-288-0655 or Trinette at 620-778-5688. And if you miss those numbers, you can go on their Instagram page at Victory in the Valley ICT, or their Facebook page is Victory in the Valley as well. And they do have a website, victoryinthevalley.org. This has been going on for a long time, but when COVID hit, because of COVID and the need to keep everyone well and safe, they canceled this, and we really haven't had it since March of 2020. And so it's nice when I saw this come through our email, it's nice that this is back in motion again, because support groups are important.
They are,
and
yeah.
It's not only important for that person that's fighting for their life, but for those people who are walking through that fight with them.
The caregivers.
That's right. So it is for everyone. So put that on your calendar, fourth Tuesday of the month. So the next one will be Tuesday, October the 25th. Let's see. We've got all kinds of things happening. I do want to remind everyone, if you happen to be a bike rider and you've been out to the Elk City State Park with the Eagle Rock Shredders, on Tuesday evenings, that they will be wrapping up their season as well the end of October. So these riders meet at the Outlet Channel parking lot at Elk City State Park, and they hit the trails at 6 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday evenings. And so if you're a part of that group, remember that the season is wrapping up. And if you haven't made it out yet because of the heat and you're waiting for a nice, cool Tuesday evening, maybe tonight's your night. So
yeah,
just remember to keep all the riders safe. Helmets are required. And if you plan to ride after dark, you need to have a light on that helmet. So get out and enjoy some fall weather, some exercise, and trail rides.
Fall's a great time for bike riding.
I know. That would be fun. Downtown Independence always has a lot of things going on. I always like to promote the singer that will be performing on Wednesday evenings at Dickie's Barbecue. This week, the live music will be provided by Garrett True. I've heard him perform before. He's incredibly talented, so get out and get some barbecue maybe Wednesday night and enjoy some live music 6:30 to 9. And then our wonderful brewery always has musical bingo on Wednesdays at 7. You can get a bingo card for $1. And they have trivia night on Thursdays at 7. So always something fun happening at the brewery. And then right in that little corner of downtown where the brewery is and Dickie's, you just stay right in the heart of downtown. You also have Uncle Jack's and Turbo's. And on Friday nights, Uncle Jack's always has live music provided by Brian Leedy starting at 6. And then you can just jet across the street around 9 p.m. to Turbo's if you want to participate in some karaoke. That's every Friday night as well. And then just encourage everyone to check out the Facebook pages of our local stores, our boutiques, and our restaurants to see what they're what merchandise they're getting into their retail stores and boutiques for the holiday season, what their food specials are. It's important that we continue to support our downtown and our hospitality industry and keep our community vibrant. So another thing that's going to be wrapping up will be the farmers market. So the farmers market's just been going strong since they opened back in the spring, and they're open every Saturday from 7:30 to 11 and every Thursday from 4 to 7, right behind Annie Mae's at the corner of 8th and Chestnut. I know they've got their fall items out. I saw some mums and pumpkins last weekend. The final Saturday for the season, though, will be October the 15th. So that's coming up.
Yep.
And then the final Thursday will be October the 20th. So basically, everybody just remember that as soon as Niwala kicks off, Farmer's Market is over. So get your Farmer's Market fix now before it's too late. And just want to remind everyone as well that if you're looking for something fun to do on the weekend, as I mentioned, Little House on the Prairie, Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo is also another great place to hang out. The fall zoo hours are from 9 to 5, and the rides are open from 1 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. I was out at the park. This makes me happier than just to hear the toot of the horn as the little miniature train goes around.
Oh, absolutely.
Goes around the track, and the carousel music is playing. And so a round of miniature golf is $2. Train rides are 50 cents, and a ride on the antique carousel is a big nickel. So also remember that you can come out to the Snack Shack between 11 and 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. They have kettle corn out there. I go out with my daughter and son-in-law on Sunday afternoons, and we eat lunch at the Snack Shack back there. So,
yeah.
They had cotton candy and all kinds of fun things. So that's always something fun to do if you're looking for a treat for the kids. Think about taking them to the Snack Shack. Hamburger night is at the VFW. So this only happens once a month, the first Wednesday of the month, and that'll be tomorrow. So the grill will be hot from 5 to 7. Pie auction starts around 6 o'clock. And this is for the VFW Post 1186. And the address is 113 East Myrtle. And we just encourage everyone to get out and support the VFW. They push that money right back out into the community, supporting veterans and veterans affairs. I know that they've put the money towards sustaining the flag project. We have hundreds of flags in downtown, probably close to maybe 300 flags in Independence.
Wow.
So when you drive through Independence, 365 days out of the year, you're going to see that many American flags, plus all the individual businesses that fly the flag. But you will see those just as a sign of our patriotism and our support of the veterans. So shout out to all of our servicemen and women, and appreciate all that they are doing and have done for us. Business After Hours is this week. It'll be Thursday, October the 6th at Hometown Healthcare and Hospice. That's located at 921 West Myrtle. Business After Hours is from 5 to 6, so it's a great way to get out after work and do some networking, get inside a business. This particular business is a healthcare provider. Learn more about their services, what they have to offer. There's always good snacks and drinks and an opportunity to win some prizes as well. So encourage all of our chamber members listening to get out and attend Business After Hours this week. Main Street has a fall sippin' shop this Thursday from 5:30 to 7. So you can actually swing by Business After Hours and then head on downtown and check out all of the fall fashions that have hit the store, or the Halloween and fall decorations that are on the shelves as well. And then also, right after that, if you head on over to Patio 210, which is at 210 West Main, you can enjoy acoustic night. It's kind of called Pickin' at the Patio. So there's going to be some acoustic guitarists down there playing music, and you can also bring your own guitar and hit the stage if you want as well. So that's something new that's happening at the patio, and we look forward to that happening kind of on a regular basis during the fall month, as long as the weather holds out.
Exactly.
So that'll be fun. Friday, you need to, it's too bad you're tied to these microphones over here.
I know.
First Friday is this week, so you're going to have to go on Facebook, though, because we put it on Facebook Live and we have it on YouTube, so you'll be able to watch. But this Friday is First Friday, bright and early at 7:30 in the morning at the Civic Center, 410 North Penn Avenue, and you're going to get an opportunity to hear some really great speakers. Riley Lukomsky is the new executive director of Montgomery County Action Council, so he will be at the podium, as well as the generalissimo for this year's NIWALA, Denise Hines. She will be talking about all the latest and the greatest happenings for NIWALA, and then she has brought along Paul Molnar, who is the musical director for this year's Peter Pan, which is the NIWALA musical.
Oh, yeah.
And they will be doing a teaser. So she will present, and then they will have some musical performers kind of giving us a musical teaser. We always enjoy those. And then wrapping up our slate of speakers will be Craig Boddington and Cody Westerhold. So Craig Boddington is actually a professional hunter, a TV show host, an author, a retired Marine colonel. Just Google him. You will be wowed by this gentleman. And he owns some hunting property in Independence. He's from Kansas, actually, Wyandotte County. But he travels all over the world. As I said, he's a professional hunter and just incredible gentleman. And he has partnered with the Independence Gun Club and has played a major role in the Heritage Sporting Center that will be opening up soon in downtown Independence. And all of the mounts that are being showcased inside this facility are from all of his worldwide hunting expeditions.
Oh,
so it's incredible. I mean, he has bears and giraffe and animals I've never even seen before. It's just outstanding. So we're super excited to have him in town. And he will be speaking, as I said, with Cody Westerhold, and they'll be talking all about the Heritage Sporting Center. So please come. We'll have seats for about 100. We usually fill up. It's sponsored by Independence Family Medicine and Wilson Medical Center. And hey, the best part is it's free. You'll get some hot coffee from Annie Mae's and some little mini muffins. So it's a good way to start your Friday.
Yeah.
Lots of good information. Football will be taking place on, Friday night.
Friday night.
Independence takes on Pittsburgh, so it's always fun to have a home game. We just had homecoming last weekend. Kickoff is scheduled for 7, so come out and cheer on the Bulldogs. NIWALA headquarters opens this Saturday from 8 to noon. Merchandise can be purchased at 220 North Penn Avenue, which will be the main location for NIWALA headquarters. But on this day only, Saturday, tickets will be sold at the Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue. And tickets will also be sold online starting at 1 o'clock on that day, Saturday, by visiting NIWALA.com. Someone might wonder, why did they separate that? They separated on on opening day because there's always mobs of people there.
Sure.
And so they put the tickets at the Civic Center to kind of keep everybody where they can still spread out, stay safe. You know, it not only are we still fighting, you know, COVID, but flu and everything.
Yep,
and
true.
And the store where we have Niwala headquarters is just not very big. And so you get a bunch of people in there and you can't see anything and you don't know where you're going. So it's been successful the last couple years dividing it up, just opening day only. And then after that, you can always just head to Niwala headquarters for your tickets and your Niwala swag. So
excellent.
Also this year, we'll be talking probably next week a little bit more about the Niwala events, but the Marine Forces Reserve Band will be here Friday, October the 28th, so that's something special this year.
Excellent.
So check out Niwala.com for all of the Niwala activities and events that you can participate in. Flu shots this Saturday,
sure.
October the 8th at Riverside Park Oval, starting at 9 o'clock. You can get a free flu shot. You jump in your car, you pull into the oval, you roll down your window, roll up your sleeve, and they will give you a flu shot. They have about 200 vaccines. You need to be 18 or older, first come, first serve basis. And because the shots are free, we just ask that everyone maybe brings a non-perishable or a canned food item to help stock the local food pantry as we move into the Thanksgiving and Christmas season where you see the need for food increase.
Great idea.
And this Saturday is Zooloween, and that's in the Riverside Park. Let's see, Ralph Mitchell Zoo area over by Kiddyland. So you can bring the kids out and trick or treat. It'll be from 5 to 7. Admission is $2. Kids under 2 are free. But here's what I want everyone to know that's listening is we don't have a shortage on kids. So we know they're going to be there. but we do need some tables and some trick or treat spots out at the zoo. So this is a fundraiser for the zoo called Zooloween. And so we just encourage our community to rally and support Ralph Mitchell Zoo for Zooloween this weekend. So it's not too late to get signed up and say, hey, I want to be a part of this. I'm bringing some candy. I'm going to pop up a table and help support the zoo. So give the park a call if you've been thinking, oh, shoot, I keep meaning to sign up and you haven't. It's not too late.
Good deal.
And then also, let's see here. What else can I tell you about things that are going on? We're going to have some ribbon cuttings coming up for the chamber Friday, October the 14th and the 15th. So we have a new chamber member downtown, Studio K, and that's a salon and will eventually be a boutique right next door. So we're excited to have them. And then on Saturday, October the 15th at Patio 210, we're going to welcome the Well House. They've been providing some incredible tea on Well House Wednesday. They've been having tea at the at patio. So we're just going to be cutting a ribbon and celebrating their chamber membership. So put those dates on your calendar. And then save the date. We've got some more home football. Independence Community College takes on Highland on Saturday the 15th. So get that on your calendar. And, you know, with that, I think we've got plenty of time next week to talk about all of the Niwala things. I think two other things I really want to talk about. Well, three. So Trunk or Treat, you know, we're talking about Zooloween, but the chamber puts on Trunk or Treat in downtown Independence on Halloween night. So we are looking for trunks as well. It's a super fun way to support our youth, be a part of all the kid-friendly fun that night. Young families and grandparents are always downtown. The kids have an opportunity to dress up, see their friends all dressed up, and spend, you know, 90 minutes trunk-or-treating in a safe environment in the downtown area. So we need some trunks, and we probably have 40. We'd like to have maybe 50 or 60. So it's super easy to do. You just pull your car in, you pop up a table, maybe throw on some decorations, and pass out some candy, and tell all those little kiddos Happy Halloween and be a part of the fun. So if you want to participate, call the chamber at 331-1890. We'll get you all signed up. And then we're also going to be having the Veterans Day of Honor immediately following Niwala. We always celebrate the Saturday before the holiday, so it will be Saturday, November the 5th. So we're looking for parade entries. So, hey, you already had your parade entry for Neowalla. Just change the colors up a little bit and put some flags on there and help us honor our veterans and be a part of that. And then I'm super excited because I know we have Jason on the air again this week. This time he didn't have to get up quite so early to join us because he's in California. But this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, October the 8th and 9th, is the Kansas Airstrip Attack. And we're very, very excited to have them back at the Independence Municipal Airport. And they're gonna really wow us with their with the vehicles that they have. But hey, Jason, are you on the air?
I'm here. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, I was telling James when we were off the air before we started that you have donated some family packs, and we're going to start giving those out probably today through the rest of the week. And I'll let James decide the contest that he will have on the air. But family packs will have 4 tickets in there for the weekend. Is that right?
That's right. So there should be 4 family packs given away, 1 per day starting today. And those are 4 full weekend passes to come to the Kansas Airstrip Attack to come out and check out some of the racing and all the cars up close. And also come out and get some food. And, you know, spectators are allowed to bring chairs and easy ups so they can sort of get comfortable and sort of come out, get outside and relax and enjoy the racing this weekend.
So it's going to be fun. You know, our weather's kind of cooled up a little bit, but the sun's going to shine, and it's going to be a perfect fall day for racing. How many cars do you have signed up?
Yeah, so we've got about 150 cars and motorcycles racing this weekend with us in Independence. And, the weather, the drivers are really excited for that because they want a little bit, you know, they like the weather to be on the cooler side for their turbos. It should be a really nice, fast weekend for these cars. And they're also excited to return to Independence and the sort of, you know, we've got our, you know, Saturday night car show, and the drivers love getting together and grabbing dinner, and which I know, you know, we've been advertising it's going to be at Turbos as well. So that's, we've got a full packed weekend in front of us.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. So all the listeners out there know that you can get a ticket at airstripattack.co. And you can get a single day pass, or you can get a weekend pass and purchase those online, save a little money, or you can get them at the gate as well. And then if it doesn't work out with your schedule to get out to the races, you can still see those swanky cars downtown. As you mentioned, Jason, they're going to be kind of over there in the vicinity of where Brothers used to be. We've always blocked that off. And so we'll continue to do that, and all the drivers will pull their cars in and then turn the corner and walk right into the door of Turbos for the driver's dinner. So the community is welcome to come out and meet a driver, check out a car, absolutely head out to the races. I think it's going to be fun. So you said food trucks, To Be Smokin' and Psycho, right? What else do we have out there?
Yeah, we've also got kettle corn. There's going to be like funnel cake, walking nachos, hot dogs and burgers, a wide variety of foods. And on the car side, there's a wide variety of cars that you're going to see. So it's not just all race cars. Most of these are very fast and highly modified street cars. So people will, I think we've got like probably close to 10 Lamborghinis that are excited to come and race. A wide variety of like domestic cars, so your typical Mustangs, older Mustangs, newer ones, Corvettes, Camaros, and then we've actually got a couple of really cool like Teslas racing. You're starting to see some of these Teslas come out to race. Other participants coming in from, we've got the Cadillac V Club, which is sort of like a Cadillac CTSE type of club that comes in from based out of Texas. They're going to be out with us. And then we've got like a good dozen motorcycles signed up, everything from Ducatis to your Kawasaki HTs. Those are like really fast. And then we've got a few Dodge Vipers, high horsepower, 2,000 horsepower Vipers that are signed up. And then just a wide variety of European cars. So we've got everything from like Volkswagen to Audis and Porsches. Again, all of these cars are going to be available to be We're going to be able to walk right up to them and see them, and you'll get to see them race each other. It's just going to be a great opportunity for people to see these cars up close and to see them at speed.
Well, I mean, I'm so excited to have you guys come back. You know, I was downtown the other day and somebody stopped me and we were talking about the airstrip and they asked me, I thought, I'm going to ask you when we're on air. So what's the average price on some of these cars? Or maybe better yet, what's the most expensive car that you think? You don't have to call it out necessarily, but how much are these cars?
Yeah, I mean, you know, your typical, you know, sports car nowadays is one for about $100,000. Even like the new Corvette is well up into the $100,000 plus range, and there's a few of those that are signed up. Or even like one of the new BMWs. We've got all variations of the BMWs that will be there, from M3s and M5s to M6s. So all of those will be there. But really, like, you know, these cars are $100,000 or $150,000 for the average one. But most of these cars have a good $50,000 to $100,000 in modifications for horsepower in them. But the more expensive ones are probably, if you look at the, you know, as I'm browsing the list in front of me, you know, these Lamborghini Huracan Performantes go for close to $500,000. And that's if you're just buying it, you know, just without adding much to it. And then some of these cars have, you know, like on the Lamborghinis, you're probably looking at another easily 200,000 in modifications. So some of these cars are worth up into, you know, sort of like the $750,000 all the way up to $1 million for some of these cars. To achieve, you know, some of these guys have like 2,000-plus horsepower, so it's quite expensive to get there.
That's not including the fancy trailers and the mechanics that travel with them as well.
Yeah, you don't just drive these cars there. You know, you have to trailer, I'm sure.
Yeah, like big trailers will be there as well. Really cool ones, actually, some of them. Some of them are, you know, sort of, they mod their trailers, too. They just have the life that they live. So you got cool lights and all kinds of good speakers and stuff, you know. It's pretty cool. Like, just a variety of cars as I'm scrolling the list. A lot of interesting cars here. Old Nissan Skyline GTR, as well as modern GTRs, are going to be out there. So pretty awesome. We're going to get to see some really cool matchups. The new just launched Cadillac CT5V Blackwing will be out there. It's the first time I've personally even seen that car in person. So not only will I get to see it up close, I'm going to get to see it race. So that's pretty exciting.
Well, we're super excited to have you come. James, you got any questions for Jason?
No, I mean, this is just, it's going to be so great. I mean, you mentioned Teslas, and people don't realize that electric cars have, like, the most torque you can have, it's my understanding.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about anybody who's ever had a, you know, a car with, you know, more horsepower, sometimes it takes, you know, a second for the engine to sort of get going and the turbos to spool up, but electric cars have torque instantly. So it's sort of like when you're, you know, in that golf cart, maybe. It was my best example when I tell people, like, you know, like you press the pedal and it just immediately goes. Well, you know, these Tesla Plaids have 1,000 horsepower and 1,000 torque that's instantaneous. As soon as you put the pedal down, it goes. There's no spooling up of the turbos. You don't have to rev it out to, like, you know, 6,000 RPM or anything. At, you know, 2,000 RPM, the car just goes, and you get all 1,000 horsepower. And some of these Teslas are incredibly fast, so I'm very excited to see some of them run this weekend.
Yeah, and Jason, I really do appreciate you letting us give these tickets away. That's going to be really cool. And, you know, allowing some families to go out and see it, I just want to really thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I want to invite everybody to come out. They can get tickets at the gate if they decide they want to sort of show up last second. They want to plan ahead of time. Like Lisa mentioned, airstripattack.co is the website, and you can get tickets there for a slight discount. And we do have this year VIP tickets. VIP tickets will get you access to the event, VIP parking, which will be inside the venue near the VIP tent. And then you also have unlimited snacks, sodas, energy drinks, Gatorade, beers all day long, and a catered lunch. And that's part of the VIP experience. You sort of pay up for one of those.
Good deal. Well, we're excited. When are you coming into town?
So I'm actually flying out tomorrow, but every time I come out that way, I always try to visit Kansas City and get some barbecue inside of me, and then I'll be driving into Independence on Thursday midday.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be sure and connect on Thursday then, and we'll just let James give away those tickets.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thank you for that, and I look forward to seeing you guys this weekend.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, thanks so much. All right. Well, it's been action-packed. We have so many events coming up, and Airstrip Attack, I mean, that's going to be really cool to have that. So, Lisa, anything else you want to share before we go?
No, I think we're good. Just remember to get your tickets. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity get in front of these cars and see something like that. My gosh.
Yeah.
Three-quarters of a million, almost. Yeah,
or a million.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
it's going to be great.
Fancy.
Looking forward to talking some more Neil Wall events next week.
I'll be here.
All right. You're listening to Dude, the Mighty 690. Coming up, we have Robbie Bell and In Studio Performance on the way on KGGF.